This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I wanted to start, of course, with this awful attack over the weekend and get your reaction to that.
Yeah, this is it's a terrible way to start the new year. We still see this mass shooting in Monterey Park, which is a predominantly Asian-American city. And it just it cast a little bit of a shadow over our New Year's festivities. The thing about the new Lunar New Year's is that we try not to let anything get in the way of it because it's important. But the reports of the mass shooting just and so the worst was feared that it was yet another anti-Asian, a horrific anti-Asian attack, as we have seen too many of in the last few years.
And of course, it makes people afraid. Who even in places like New York to go out and celebrate Lunar New Year. Maybe they're looking over their shoulder a little bit more than they would be today.
Unfortunately, people have been looking over their shoulders for almost 3 years now with the onslaught of anti-Asian hate and coincident with the pandemic. And, to have 10 people shot in a place where you would expect there to be many Asian Americans. And right after they apparently were celebrating or ringing in the new year, it just makes things that much more heart-wrenching.
You're in an Asian American success story. We're celebrating the new year. Let's talk about something happy. You have this great backstory. You came here from Taiwan when you were 5 years old. Tell me a little bit what it was like coming to America as a young kid from Taiwan.
Well, I bought my plane ticket. I hopped on and came over. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously my parents immigrated here, brought me and my two younger brothers. We were all young children at the time. And they came here. My dad had a great deal of economic opportunity in Taiwan. My mom was doing well, but they sacrificed a tremendous amount for one reason and one reason only. They wanted their boys to grow up American. They wanted us to have our schooling here and to have all the experiences as Americans that we would not have had in the old country experienced. And so, my parents, they sacrificed great economic well-being to come here. My dad could only get a low-level job that didn't pay a whole lot. My mom had to work in a garment factory for many years. But they were happy to do it because we got to go to American schools, New York City public schools. I started in kindergarten, so did my brothers a couple of years later. And this is how we got our start in America, to pursue the American dream.
Have they seen all your success? Did they see what became of you and your brother?
Yes, fortunately, they are still with us. My brothers are very successful in their own rights. My parents are proud. They're proud of what I've done. Although I got to say, my mom still once in a while says, once I'm done with politics, maybe I can go back to medical school and, quote, do something with my life.
Right. That's funny. I've heard that line as well. So I think that's part of the immigrant experience. So tell me, that's a great story. Tell me what Lunar New Year means to you.
Lunar New Year is the most important holiday for Asian Americans and, or at least East Asian Americans. And for, like a couple billion people around the world, obviously lots and lots of food, perhaps ungodly amounts of food.
That sounds like a good time. There must be something specific you do with your family or tradition, something you can share with us.
We eat. We eat and then we eat again.
Okay, but give me an example. What are you going to eat today? Is there something you're looking forward to?
You know what? You're right. It's always the same food. You have the roast pig. You have the buns. You have special soups. I'll name all 10 dishes that come out, and doesn't include dessert.
I'm curious. I want to hear them if you have a second to tell me what they are.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. We start with the cold dish, which includes some seaweed salad and some jellyfish in there, as well as sliced beef and squid, and then that's the first dish. And then the second dish usually is a shrimp with broccoli dish. Third dish will be typically a soup, a hot soup, a T-bone or porterhouse, depending on the restaurant. And then there is a chicken dish, and then there'll be a vegetable dish, typically bok choy with shiitake mushrooms. And then to top off the banquet with some good fried rice. And then we get to the desserts.
So do you wear sweatpants or do you just unbutton your pants during this meal?
Well, the thing to keep in mind is to pace yourself. Don't try to have as much as you can of the first couple of dishes, especially if you're hungry, because that's what I've seen people make that mistake all too often. And then there's just no room left for all the good stuff that is still coming.
Well, it sounds great. State Senator, thank you. Thank you so much for taking so much time to talk with us. And I wish you and everybody around you a happy new year.
I appreciate you for making this into a more pleasant.
No problem.
Happy new year.
Happy new year. We'll talk to you in the future. Thanks again.